caving in. I can see that your chicken is seasoning. Baby, bend over and break your back. Bring your friend over and break your back. The way she bend over and break her back, and then she fell over and broke my back. Forces on the block like a low life. All of my Fanta with no height. She said my lifestyle is no nice. But my woody so good, they make her blow twice. Hey. Why you don't grind? You don't like money. Spend money like we don't like money. She love an ugly man making pretty money. And I'm an ugly man making this money. And I just wanna get friendly with her. Wanna get friendly with her. You see a big boy, that's where you find that. Make her pull up and rewind that. I just wanna get friendly with her. Wanna get friendly with her. You see a big boy, that's where you find
that. Turn up the volume. Power FM. Keep stuck. It's rolling.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Opposition Third Liberation Enoch Tonga pledges to reduce prices of Metamil to 52 kwacha per 25 kg.
Nyimba Council moves to sue CDF loan defaulters.
Mahmoud praised Namibia and Angola for agreeing to cooperate with the changes.
And in sports news, Morocco can be beaten, says Sichone.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala.
And I'm Grace Wanji.
Opposition Third Liberation Movement, 3RLM, has pledged to implement a pro-poor policy requiring millers to sell a 25kg bag of Metamil for no more than 50 kwacha if elected Republican president next year. Mr. Tonga claims that it is unacceptable to subject Zambians to high Metamil prices because it's the country's primary food. Addressing journalists in Lusaka yesterday, the opposition leader stated that the proposed policy is intended to protect Zambians from the rising cost of the country's staple food, which he claims has continued to rise due to a lack of effective interventions to protect ordinary citizens. In the meantime, he emphasized that the policy won't have an impact on free market economy, claiming that millers have prioritized profit at the expense of impoverished Zambians for far too long. Council has resolved to take legal action against Constituency Development Fund CDF loan defaulters. Assistant Public Relations Officer Miriam Chitimbiti did say the decision follows the expiry of a 21-day ultimatum given to 100 loan beneficiaries to clear outstanding amounts. Ms. Chitimbiti did state that the local authority disbursed over 9.5 million kwacha in CDF loans and that the council is concerned about beneficiaries' delays in paying their balances. She clarified that all defaulters from 2022 to 2025 will be the target of legal action, including those who signed payment agreements but neglected to adhere to the deadlines. According to Ms. Chitimbiti, the CDF loan revolving fund has negatively been impacted, which has limited opportunities for other worthy members of the community. She emphasized that the action is meant to protect public resources and guarantee accountability, and she added that the council is still dedicated to responsible financial management so that the fund continues to help more district residents. Last week, Mongu's local government announced plans to take legal action against CDF loan defaulters, highlighting issues with loan disbursement.
Livingstone Member of Parliament Rodney Sikumba has emphasized that the United Party for National Development, UPND, has returned to power next year. Mr. Sikumba has therefore called on the party to intensify mobilization efforts and remain united as the country approaches the 2026 general election. The lawmaker underscored the need for members at all levels of the party to work together in order to secure more votes for President Hakainde Hichilema. He said unity in diversity remains key to keeping the party strong and focused, adding that the UPND government has recorded notable successes in the 4 years it has been in office. The Livingstone lawmaker cited the increase in the constituency development fund, free education, the school feeding program, enhanced social cash transfer and improved national reserves as some of the achievements delivered by the current administration.
Our desire is to get the 2026 united. From above. Leadership comes from where?
Within a separate development, the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has urged journalists to develop interest in reporting on product safety and quality, warning that insufficient media coverage may jeopardize consumers' health and safety. ZICSA Executive Director Joel Chizinga said journalists are critical partners in ensuring consumers make informed decisions and avoid unsafe products. Officiating at the third ZICSA Media Awards Adjudication Committee meeting in Lusaka, Mr. Chizinga emphasized ZICSA's statutory mandate under the Compulsory Standards Act, which covers 102 locally manufactured and imported products. He said these products include food and beverages, solar and electrical products, chemical construction and packaging materials, petroleum products, fertilizer, used vehicles, fuel and textiles. He highlighted the role of the media in translating technical standards into accessible information for consumers and said ZICSA has been training journalists, including those reporting in local languages, to improve awareness and coverage of product safety issues. Mr. Chizinga also noted that the 2025 Media Awards received 47 entries, the highest since the awards' inception, reflecting growing engagement with ZICSA's communication initiatives. He urged adjudicators to evaluate entries objectively and recognize journalism that protects the public and drives accountability.
In international news, the road between the United Kingdom and the Democratic Republic of Congo has escalated over what London calls Kinshasa's refusal to cooperate with its new policy of returning undocumented migrants and people convicted of crimes. On Saturday, the UK's Home Secretary announced that she was stripping the DRC of fast-track visa service and preferential treatment for VIPs and government officials. Shabana Mahmoud warned that London could block visas to all Congolese citizens unless Kinshasa states up cooperation.
And still within your international news this morning, a woman is currently awaiting execution in Somalia after being convicted of killing a 14-year-old girl in her care. The murder of orphan Sabrine Salian in November and the horrific details that emerged about the circumstances surrounding her death have sparked protests near her home in Galkayo, along with renewed calls for greater child protection. The case touched a deep nerve in the country where child abuse often goes unreported, especially when it occurs inside extended families. For many, Sabrine's death symbolized a broad failure in child protection and the slow implementation of legal safeguards meant to prevent such tragedies. The conviction of 34-year-old Huldan Mahmoud Dirie for murder marked one of the rare instances in Somalia where courts imposed the ultimate penalty for child abuse. Dirie has denied the charges and a lawyer has filed an appeal against the verdict. We take a short break and we'll return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to original. Told you to expect some more. Take notice, take note. What you want is what we got.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, wait for it, power banks, and many more. Choose techno. Choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones. Yatuma Batani. Now ready available in all authorized techno stores countrywide. Techno. Expect more.
Say hello to original.
The press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Polo coach Moses Itone has insisted that Zambia can overcome host Morocco when the two sides clash in their final Group A fixture of the Africa Cup of Nations, stressing that belief and attitude will be key. The Zambian tactician played down past meetings between the two nations, arguing that current tournament form matters more than history. Morocco were held to a draw by Mali in their last outing, a result that has left Group A wide open. Sitone believes the stalemate underlines the competitiveness of the group and the need for every team to earn qualification merit. Despite the competitive edge, Sitone was full of praise for the host off the pitch, hailing Morocco's world-class infrastructure and facilities. And with that sporting note, we've come to the end of the morning news. For more upfront and reliable news, follow us on Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page. Before we go here.